If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Patrick from JBLM is. Patrick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
What is up, Patrick? Now, by any chance, were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers from the cheat sheet?
I was not, unfortunately.
That's not unfortunate. Very fortunate. We're both on the same level playing field.
I'm still going to be on Team Patrick, Steve.
That's no shock.
You got to get out of here.
Okay. Come on.
For those playing at home, my friend Patrick has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Whale, bull, and tiger are all types of what? Whoop, are you there?
Shark.
Yes. On a standard color wheel, what color is opposite blue?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
No. Patrick, did you
orange.
Get... Oh, yeah, there you go. Orange is right. Which island is closest to Seattle?
Pass.
Which planet has a 17-hour day?
Venus.
No.
Mercury.
No.
Okay, thank you. Mars.
No. The tomato is both the official fruit and vegetable of what southern state?
Georgia.
No.
South Carolina.
No.
North Carolina.
No. What TV show is Powdered Toast Man from?
Ash.
How many Egyptian rulers were named Cleopatra?
Two.
No, but you did get two, Patrick.
That's terrible.
Also, Patrick, were you ordering food this morning?
No, I was driving through the gate.
Oh, I was going to ask what kind of food you got.
I heard him say thank you.
It was the worst timing ever because I was still on the commercial break and then I was driving through the gate just now.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, you said thank you, which means you have lovely manners.
I do love that I walk into the room and all I hear is...
Oh.
You got, what was going on?
You wish you knew.
Okay, fine.
Wow.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
You wish you knew.
Whale, bull, and tiger are all types of what?
Shark.
Yes. On a standard color wheel, what color is opposite blue?
Green.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Orange.
Yes. What island is closest to Seattle?
Anacortes.
No.
Bainbridge Island.
Yes. Which planet has a 17-hour day?
Which planet? That would be Uranus, Tyron.
That sure would be. The tomato is both the official fruit and vegetable of what southern state?
Arkansas.
Yes.
What
TV show is Powdered Toast Man from?
SpongeBob?
No.
Futurama?
No.
What the hell? Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No. How many Egyptian rulers were named Cleopatra?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Damn.
Who had the album 16 Stone and Razorblade Suitcase?
Both great records. Bush.
Yeah. Pierogi are culinary specialties from what European nation?
Russia.
No.
Oh. Poland.
Yes. What are electrically charged atoms called?
Neutrons.
No.
Protons.
No.
Electrons.
No. Steve, you got a little time to spare. You got a score of 7 this morning, and that is a victory.
Let's go.
7-2. Sorry, Patrick.
It's all good.
Have a good one, man. Just for today.
The timing was that he was going through the gate at JBLM right when the game was going on. So there was a little struggle.
All we heard was him say thank you. And I got excited because I thought he was ordering food.
That's what I would think.
And
okay.
I was like, what kind of food did you get? And he's like, no.
Danny?
That would be a weird thing to go through because, I mean, I don't know. The one time I went to the museum at JBLM, like, you go through the security clearance, and I don't know about you guys, but my butt puckers. Like, you're just like, oh, boy, am I getting in trouble? Even though I'm not doing anything wrong, I hope they don't find these drugs that are not even in my car.
You're not riding dirty?
Right, right. But you still have that. But sure. I guess if you do it day in, day out, and you're in the military, it's probably like... it's just old hat at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The TV show that Powdered Toast Man is from. Do you know it, Danny? Oh, come on. Ren and Stimpy, guys.
Ren and Stimpy. Yeah.
I did not know this. The number of Egyptian rulers named Cleopatra, I kind of thought there was just one. There were seven of them. Seven Cleopatras. And then electrically charged
atoms. Is it like the Pope where they name them Cleopatra after they start hooking up with them? Or is
sure.
it? Okay.
It's a lot of Cleos. The electrically charged atoms are called ions.
Ions.
Yeah, you were in the right vein there. Congratulations on your big victory.
That's why there's that electric car that's called the Ion.
Oh.
Oh,
we learned so many new things this time of day.
Oh, wrong one.
Oh.
The Daily Mix Show.
This time of year, the temperatures are dropping. It is wet and nasty out there, and that is why Coats for Kids is so important as we gear up to get through this winter.
And we're hoping that people could just donate whatever they can, from $5, $10, $20, $25, though, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And I have to give a massive shout out to Joshua Smith. Joshua donated $400 to Coats for Kids. I can't do the math. It's too early. What is that, 16 coats?
16 coats, yes.
Hell yeah, Joshua. Also, big thanks to Corey Kim Bingham, who donated $69, joining the 69 Club.
Very nice. You can also make a donation to Coats for Kids, helping out as many local children in need as we can at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
What was the most magical moment of your entire life? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. David from Bellevue, good morning. Tell us, what was the most magical moment of your life?
Fascinating.
Good morning.
Oh,
good
there
morning.
You are. Okay.
I wasn't sure if I was live or not. Sorry.
You are.
Okay, yeah. So I went to Boston, and I met Tankard. I saw Tankard first thing in the morning, and then I went, sat in line to get their autograph for my backpatch. And it was like an hour wait, so I got a beer at that point. And then the bass player, Tankard, gave me his beer.
That is very cool. I don't know who Tankard are.
Me either.
Yeah, they're a German thrash band. Kings of Beer. They're just huge alcoholic metal.
Well, at least you stayed on brand and hooked you up with a beer. That's pretty awesome.
Totally awesome.
Somebody just texted in at 206-803-ROCK. I can definitely relate with this one. After years of doing fertility treatments, having my wife walk down the stairs saying she was pregnant, it felt like such a weight was lifted. And brand new one dawned on me. I was going to be a father. Such an amazing, scary feeling. Now, kid number two, on the other hand, his birthday is coming up because we had a wild Valentine's Day 3 years ago.
Okay, so when you were given that information yes. by your wife, Sid, how did she tell you?
She woke me up. I'll never forget this because it was the day, it was, what I don't know how many days are in the month of March, whatever the last
31.
Day.
31.
This is the internet in a nutshell. Everyone gives an authoritative answer, and both are not the same answer.
Taryn's right. Don't listen to Dave.
Okay. Well, it was the day before April Fool's Day. That's why I remember it. She woke me up at 5 in the morning and is like, I'm pregnant. And, you know, my 6 years of trying fertility stuff, nothing worked. IUIs, IVFs. It was just such a nightmare of an experience when you heard the news. I was like scared to tell her that you were pregnant because it was like around that time. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to even dig it in. And now I was dreading April Fool's Day because every April Fool's Day, people, and I get it, everyone has a joke, and the big joke would be to share that you're pregnant. They share like the pregnancy test. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. Mainly, I don't want to deal with it for my wife. So I knew that day was coming, and then she wakes me up, and I thought she was playing an April Fool's joke on me. I'm like, what dark sense of humor do you have all of a sudden? Like, what is going on? Like, and I remember saying, I'm like, that's real funny. I'm trying to sleep. She's like, no. Like, I'm pregnant. And then all of a sudden it clicked. I'm like, wait, what? My wife is not that type of person to crack those kind of jokes that are that dark. And I popped up, and it was like the coolest moment. At 5 in the morning, never been happier to be woken up by my wife on a weekend. It was so awesome.
That is a magical moment, Steve.
We're looking at some of the other text messages. Someone did text in a good one. I'm trying to find it now. Real sorry. My kid's first words were not mom or dad. It was taco. That was a magical moment.
Yes. Yes.
And then another person says, I once got to shoot a half-court shot at a Sonics game during a contest. I didn't win, but it was still insane.
I used to love watching those things.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been. I got to go on the court once for a Sonics game.
Nice.
And went head-to-head with somebody in a free throw competition.
Did you do good, Steve?
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is everywhere you go, Steve Miggs. 6-7. Oh, God. The young kids are using this term. We still don't really know what it means. Even our kids are using this term.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7. 6-7.
Okay, both of them say it very differently, yes, but yes, they do.
But there's even now this video that's going around online about an In-N-Out where the order number that came up was 6-7. So, okay. Of course, when they call that out, the entire place just loses it.
I'll be honest, even though I can't stand this whole 6-7 thing, this actually did put a huge smile on my face just listening to the eruption of the room and how proud the guy was that he had card number or ticket number 6-7.
Yes, number 6-7.
And then he goes walking back to his friends holding his bag of food like he's got like the holy grail of food. It's like the team just won the Super Bowl.
They're
right there.
So happy.
Yes.
Many, of course, have opinions on 6-7. So we got to go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of those comments and we figured who better to read them than a guy who's known for being a social media trend and a social media influencer. And he was just recently in town. None of us even knew who he was. No different than we didn't know what 6-7 meant.
Is it the iSpeed guy?
iShowSpeed guy. Right. Now, I don't know if this is actually a very accurate version of his voice because I don't even know what he sounds like, to be honest with you. But here's a robot iShowSpeed talking about how some people just can't stand the term 6-7. Are you ready for the first one?
I have no earthly idea how 6-7 would equate to same. Why not just say it's the same?
So that's like one of the reasons. Like it's like when people go like 6-7 with their hands, that means it's the same.
Okay, I haven't heard that theory yet. But
that's the problem. It's like you hear all these different theories. You have people giving us like these full on YouTube like dissertations about like 6-7. I'm like, I'm still just as confused.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our next comment.
We got to get rid of social media. I've been trying to tell people that's bad for us. We don't need this to survive.
Okay.
I do agree.
I drive a school bus, and these kids are constantly saying it. Drives me nuts.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Yeah, I don't know. I give my heart goes out to a lot of school bus drivers right now because I think the older we get, the less tolerant we are of the current trends of like the Gen Alphas and the Gen Zs and all that kind of stuff.
And they're just putting up with it all day, every day.
As a 67-year-old, I feel way too powerful.
That's funny.
Finally, Grandpa's cool.
Okay, do you say 67 or separate the 6 from the 7? Asking for a friend.
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
6-7!
Yeah, you gotta separate them.
Yeah.
If us old people say it enough, maybe they'll stop.
So if we embrace it, what if we embrace it, but we just say 67 just to piss them off?
Oh, they'd be so embarrassed by us.
Oh, they wouldn't even phase them because I've tried and Lily's told me, no, it's not cool. And then she won't tell me what it means.
In fact, we have, I think I have it over here. This is a moment where Danny tried to have a conversation with Lily about the term 6-7.
Can you explain to me 6 or 7?
No.
Okay, just try to explain it to me.
No.
Try to explain it to the listeners then.
No.
Oh, she's real fun.
No.
I'm very upset about it.
Figure it out yourself.
Wow.
Damn.
All I have to say is 6-7.
Isn't there another number combination I need to know?
41.
I thought it was 69. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Danny, I don't know if doing 69 jokes with your daughter is the right...
Probably not.
Right way to go.
It's, the funny thing is, after that, she goes... Nice.
Oh, no.
This new generation are proving you can make anything up, give it meaning, and the masses running with it.
Well, I think that's every generation. We've all had stupid terms that I'm sure our parents were just as annoyed by.
Absolutely. Slang has been around since the dawn of the day.
You say that. I was trying to think, like, what was the thing that we used to, like, bug our parents? I can't think of anything.
I have one. We would refer to things when they were, like, cool or awesome. We would say, that's mint.
And mint? I remember,
yeah. Yo, like, check that chick out. She's mint. I do, and my dad, it would piss him off. Like, that's not how, unless you're eating a mint, stop saying mint.
I got one for me and Taryn. Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle, for sure.
Thanks, Snoop.
How f***ing dumb is this? Is this how my grandparents feel about our obsession with the number 69?
Nice.
Yes.
Did you see, though, that there was one that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting? It just shows, like, sometimes teachers, they have to find different ways to get the students to connect with them. And it was a music teacher that teaches, like, choir. And she was trying to get the kids to do, like, their warm-up exercise. So she replaced all the words of the actual warm-up exercise with current terms, like Ohio, which I don't even know what the hell that means, or a skibbity, or a 6-7. And that's how she got her entire class to get involved with choir. Here, check it out. Okay, yeah. But dude, I mean, she got the kids into it.
Yeah.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7, skibbity.
Big back. Don't forget big back.
I'm going to have that stuck in my head all day now.
Ohio. A big back, Ohio. Mm-hmm. What the hell does that even mean?
Do you know what big back is?
Is that a... No, I don't, Danny. Tell me.
Apparently, it means that you like to eat a lot.
Oh, I'm a big back Ohio.
Well, I don't know about Ohio, but I know that the big back part is you like to eat a lot.
And then the other part was an Alpha Sigma.
Yeah.
Rizical.
Sure.
You guys know what a Rizical is?
I mean, I know what Riz is.
Of course. Who doesn't? We're cool. And then Slay.
Slay all day.
I'm so glad I'm not growing up in this time.
I hate this.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
There was a moviegoer from Arizona that was, for some reason, standing up during the screening of this movie and going number one on other people in the audience, including children.
Insane. The footage is just bonkers, too.
So other moviegoers got real upset. He ended up getting beat down by moviegoers while they were waiting for the police to arrive. So, of course, somebody had their phone out and caught it all on tape.
Also, the movie is still playing while they're beating this guy up. So in the background, I don't know why, not that this is entertaining, but it is kind of entertaining because, like, there's this weird movie going on. Like, I think it's a cartoon Demon Slayer.
Yes.
And the audio just seems to match up pretty well with, like, the aggressive nature of these moviegoers.
What was it, huh?
Wait, was that the movie or fight?
That's the movie. Well, this guy who's mad, who's beaten up, and understandably apparently his splashing hit this guy's son.
Ugh.
So, of course, I mean, I'm sure you would. I'm sure Danny would as well. I would not be very pleased with this person. Yeah.
Yeah, I just got in here.
What's the movie?
Is even possible.
That's like the dialogue from the movie seems to like fit in perfectly with the dialogue of this fight.
Well, damn you!
This man ended up being arrested for indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal damage, and giving false information.
Damn you!
The movie theater refunded all the tickets, but man, I mean, that's just...
They also gave everybody a snack. And yeah. I'm like, what's a snack? I'm hoping not Reese's Pieces.
Ew.
No.
Damn you!
I heard one of the police officers said, "Sir, you are in trouble."
Probably.
You're in trouble.
Oh, God.
That's bad. I apologize. Did you see the video footage of it?
Yes.
Danny, did you see it?
No.
Oh, dude, it's just nuts. Like, this guy is just putting a hurting on the dude. Wow.
It is funny about what's happening in the movie in the background. Again, to your point, Steve, it's like the perfect, you know, accommodation.
Damn you!
Have you ever witnessed a fight that had nothing to do with you? Because I think about a time when I was at a Seahawks game and there was this couple in front. They were wasted. And this is back when I had season tickets. There was always fights in our section because there was always like scalpers selling tickets to opposing team's fans. But it was never the opposing team's fans that were the trouble.
Sure.
It was always the drunk Seahawks fans. It was just like there were some obnoxious fans around us. And this one woman, she kept knocking a beer out of a guy's hand. And it was like, I think it was like either, I can't remember if it was a 49ers fan or a Chargers fan. I can't remember. There were a couple incidents with those. But the guy's like, if you keep doing this, I'm going to take it out on your boyfriend. And she's like, blah, 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 blah. And she does it again. And without missing a beat, the dude just clocks the boyfriend right in the face and just starts beating the boyfriend up. And I'm like, I'm not saying any of this is right. But also, like, at some point, you got to be like, hey, babe, stop being drunk and stop putting me in an awkward position.
You're going to get me hurt.
And then it was a full-on brawl.
Like, oh, no.
Like, it was just nuts.
I used to go to this dive bar in Everett, and it was a little seedy. It was a little rough, but there was one time I was singing karaoke there, and I'm like, you know.
What song?
I'm probably What's Up by Four Non Blondes or some crap. So I'm like in the middle
Danny,
of my song.
I would punch you in the face if I had to sit through her singing Four Non Blondes, What's Up.
Same would I.
I am noticing that there's some sort of an issue happening up at the bar, and I have never seen this in real life. I've only seen it in movies before where a guy took a bottle, smashed it on the side of the bar, and put it up to the other guy's like neck. Up next to his head, and I was like, I just keep singing. What do I do in this situation? You know, do I defuse the situation and say, guys, why can't we just all get along?
No, you saw it. You put the microphone down and you run away, Taryn.
Oh, I was thinking you grabbed that microphone and I cry. Oh my God.
God, do I cry?
That's awful.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yes, and what happened then?
I mean, obviously they had some sort of a disagreement and somebody got them outside. Thank God. I don't know what happened once they got outside.
But nobody stabbed with
not,
the bottle.
I did not see any blood, thankfully.
The Daily Mix Show.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.